starting from the top of Samach Bezon Al Tanyam, Rabbi Kiva Hamachas, and Chasiat Rabbi Ach Rabbi Shulah Beskise. So one time Rabbi Kiva said, I walked after Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, my Rebbe, to the bathroom. I learned three things from him. You're not supposed to go to the bathroom east west. You have to face north south. Because of the base mitzvah, that is. I also learned that you're not supposed to go to the bathroom standing, only sitting. You're not supposed to wipe with your right hand, rather with your left hand. What? You did that, said Ben Azeh? You were so mazed, punim, you were so brazen to do that to your Rebbe? Amalei, said Rebbe Kiva Torah, and therefore I wanted to learn. Tani Ben Azeh, Rebbe Kiva, the basic case, one time I went after Rebbe Kiva to the bathroom, and I learned three things. Number one, you got to go north, south, again, because of the basic mitzvah. You're supposed to go to the bathroom sitting. And you're only supposed to wipe with your left hand, not with your right hand. You were so mazed upon him in front of your Rebbe, you're so brazen. I was stubborn, and therefore I went to learn. Rav Kana went and slept underneath the bed of Rav. When he was together with his wife, he did certain things that were beforehand, right, and did certain things beforehand in order to get into the relations. The mouth of Rav seems like it's something that he's never had a cooked food in his life. How could he do such things? I'm like, Kana, achat. Kana, you're here. Poke. Get out. That's not derechar. So hello, said Rav Kana, Torah hivulumini tzarech etzara, and therefore I came to learn. So the Gemara asks, why don't we wipe with the right hand, only with the left hand? Because the Torah was given with the right hand. From his right hand comes the fiery law. It's close to the mouth. You eat with it. It's because you tie your tefillin on with it. That's what you use to point out the Torah by hagba. This looks in him. Rabbi Lazar Menesha Ochaba. Rabbi Eliezer says, because you eat with it. Rabbi Shoam Menesha Kasuba, because you write with it. Rabbi Kivon Menesha Marba Tami Torah, because you show Tami Torah. But we hold like the one that says Kosher Batfilin, and that's why a lefty does the opposite hand. Somebody is Sanua in the bathroom. He's saved from three things: from snakes, from scorpions, and from demons. Some say even his dreams are going to be more settled with him. The snakes and the scorpions, it could be because he's fully clothed, so they can't get to him, and they won't bite him, or they won't get anywhere near. Right? But by the mazikin, it's clearly something different, and so too with the chalomos. There was a bathroom in Tveri. That if two people walked in, even during the day, they got damaged by demons. Rasi walked in by themselves and they never got damaged. They said to the rabbi, said to them, aren't you afraid? They said to him, we have a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah that you have in the bathroom is to have tznius and to be quiet. Kabbalah the Yisuri, right? Kabbalah is you accept the Yisuri when it comes to, obviously, bad things that might happen to you. So that's what we accept when it comes to that, right? And then, so you shouldn't be any mevayit in the possible Yisurim that you have. And shtikusa, you quiet, umibay racham, and instead you just daven. So that's what we have. Abayi, marvila ime imra, lameo behadil abekisa. So Abayi, his mother, which obviously was his mate, the one who raised him, she gave him a little sheep to bring with him into the bathroom. Elabila gadio, why not a goat? Sirvisar mechlof, because you can get mixed up, and the demons look like goats, so you could take out the goat and the demon instead of the goat itself. Ravim, makamid avaration, makarkashalei basrachus, Belakna. So Rava, before he became the Rosh Shiva, the daughter of Rechista, his wife, used to ring a bell, right? Belakna, when he was in the bathroom itself. So that's what she would do, right? She brought something in order to make sure there was noise. Basna Malach, after he became Rosh Shiva, Avdele Kavsa, she made some type of window. Machal Yadar Aration, she put her hand on top of his head so he wouldn't get down. It's like there's two people there. Ma'ula. Behind the fence, you go to the bathroom immediately. But if you're in a valley where there's no fences, as long as you can pass gas and your friend won't hear you, then you can go to the bathroom wherever you want. You learned it like this. Behind the fence, then anytime that you can go to the bathroom, you can pass gas and your friend won't hear you. But Bika, if you're in a valley, as long as nobody can see you, if you leave the door of the oil area where they made the oil from olives, and you go to the bathroom behind the fence, that's fine. So we said, right? So by Taharos, we were Mekel because we didn't want you to go too far because of possible issues of Tumah. Toshma. Kamir Chiyuvi Yator, and how far do you go? Kedesh Yorei, as long as you can see him. Shani Ochle Truma, but again, that's Ochle Taros, Dakilu Bravon, we're more Mako by them. Vashem Michael's Manchin Chavir Roa, the Kamar Yisvin Nasim. You know what he meant? That nobody can see him, because Manchin Chavir Roa is Paroo, as long as nobody can see him go to the bathroom of Lididay, Chazil, they could see him, just they couldn't see him in his nakedness. Who Saptan and Ochle's coming to Rav Nachman? There was a guy giving a hesped who went down before Rav Nachman. Amr, Hide Snuba or Chosavava. This man was very Tsenua, right, in his ways. Did you go to the bathroom with him to see if he was Tsenua or not? How do you know he was Tsenua in his ways? Tanya. Somebody is only called Tsenua if he's Tsenua in the Beis HaKisa in the bathroom. She said to the Maspid guy, you can't say that unless you know. What difference does it make? Because just like we punish the dead for things that they did wrong during their lifetime, so too we're punish the Hespid guys as well as the people that answer after them. Right, so you shouldn't overemphasize what happened to the dead. Tanu Rabbanan, Izo Tsenua, what's his Tsenua? Is that an infinite Belayla Makosh and infinite Biyom? A guy who goes to the bathroom at night in the same place that he goes to the bathroom during the day. I mean, even though he can't be seen, he still goes far away. So we say, Eini, Vaam Rav Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah says in the Marav, Lo Yimana Gam Lazas Mo Shachos Rav, Kadesh Liyo Yitzarach Lesrachik. A person should always get himself used to in the morning and the evening so that he doesn't have to go a little bit later on and need to go far away during the middle of the day. So it sounds like in the morning and the evening, you don't have to go so far. Besu Rav Yudah Mahavi also had mil. Rav during the day would walk a half a mile away. Belalia in the night, he told his shamish, just clear me out a place in the street of the city. So according to what we just said, you're supposed to go far away. The Ruzera says the same thing to his shamish. See if there's anybody behind the shul or behind the house. I want to go to the bathroom. So you're right. You don't have to go in the same place. You should go in the same way. Go during the day, meaning tsenua, even though you're going to the bathroom in a place that's close by. Makom, it could be in the same place. It could be where if there's a Karen Zavis, right, then you need to go away during at night, like during the day. Don't go out because anybody could turn the corner, right? But if not, if you can see anybody around you, then you can go to the bathroom in a different place. Gufa. Make sure you go to the bathroom every morning and every evening so you don't have to go to the bathroom so far away during the middle of the day. Tani Miyachu, we have a rise like this. Get up early and go to the bathroom. Go late and go to the bathroom so you don't have to go far away during the day. First, make yourself have to go to the bathroom, like use something to open up the bowels, and then sit down. But don't sit down and then do that. Even if they're doing magic far away in Spain, that magic will be able to affect you because it's going to cause you hemorrhoids. And if you forgot, you sat down, and then afterward you caused yourself to go to the bathroom. What can you do? Kikoi, when he gets up, he's got to say this. Loli, loli. Lohani, lohani. I don't want any of the magic of the regular warlocks. I don't want any of the magic of the witches themselves. Samach Beis, Amma Beis, top of the Daftani Benazi, Omer Benazi says, I'll call Mishkav Shachav Chutz Menachor. You can sleep anywhere, but not on the ground. I'll call Moshav Shav Chutz Menachor. You can sit anywhere, but not on a beam. Probably the reason why is because we're worried about it falling. Amr Shmuel Shina, but Amr Shachav Kestama Leparzla. Sleeping and Amr Shachav by Arizal, by whatever it is, it helps a little bit of the body. It's like some type of istama, it's like steel that you're putting together to help the iron. Yitzibah Manashachar Ki Yistam LaParzola, right? So too, if you go to the bathroom, it helps very much on the body itself. Bar Kapara, have a mazvin mila b'dinar. He was selling words for a dinar, like good advice. Adachafnas, achol. Before you're hungry, eat. Adsachas shasi. Before you're thirsty, drink. Adraskal kaderecha, shafuch. And before your pot boils over, spill a little bit out. Karna karya baromi, if there's a horn calling out in Rome, bar mazvin te'ini davuch zavin. Right? So bar mazvin to any tani davuch zavin. If your father is not in the house, be careful to sell all of his figs at that time, because that means there are people around to be able to buy them. Amalu Abaye the Rav, and Rabbi said to the Rav, "Get a loose bishvil in Mechuzah. Go on the streets of Mechuzah, and maybe Babachakla to go out into the fields. Will tassel lo lahakis, will lahakis. Don't look on either side. Don't be asking Yanashi, because there are women sitting there. Vlapahorah lis tukulibahu, and he shouldn't look at them. So be very careful when you go onto the fields in the certain streets because of the women on the sides. Rav Safra, all the basekis, Rav Safra went to the bathroom. Also, Rabbi Abba Nachle Abava, Rabbi Abba came and knocked on the door. Amalei Leomar, you can come in. Pasul Nafak after he came out. Amalei at Hashel Loelus Lo Seir, Gamarta Lachamili to Seir. You never went to Seir, and yet you learned what they do in Seir. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Madura Haisasham. There was a certain room there, Bezekisa Shokavit. It was a Bezekisa filled with honor. Zayikavit, this is the honor. Matsu, no, if you found it locked, be a Dua Sheisham, and then you know there's a person there. Matsu Pasuach, if you found it open, be a Dua Sheisham, and then you know there's no person there. Amalavacharahu, it's not, or Derecher, it's for us to go to the bathroom together in the same place together. So why do you tell me to come in? Do seven Mesukanhu. Well, the reason why, right? Rav Safra allowed Rabbi Abba to come in is because Rav Safra thought that he was in danger. Right? So if a person holds himself back from going to the bathroom, it causes him to have a disease called a drokan. Sealant holds, if you cause yourself to not go to the bathroom, number one, maybe it's not only day arkan, it causes you to have jaundice. So that's what he thought. Rabbi Elazar, all of this is Rabbi Elazar came to the bathroom. This Persian guy came in and tried to push himself in. Rabbi Elazar just got up and left. Also, Darkuna Shamta the Karkosha. A snake came and bit the Persian guy in the backside. Rabbi Elazar said, "Atain Adam Techa, I'm going to place a person instead of you. I'm going to put Edom instead of you." So really, I might have been bitten, but because that guy was there, he got bitten instead. So Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Elazar said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put somebody instead of me. Two dots. So he said to kill you, right? And you had pity on him. I said, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu tachas, and you had pity, right? It's I had pity. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lo David L'shol, Mina Torah Ben Arigato. So David HaMelech was saying to Shalom HaMelech, right? So again, Va'omar La'argecha, he should have said, I wanted to kill you, V'chasti Alecha, and I had pity on you. But it says, Va'omar and V'techachas. So David HaMelech said to Shaul, Mina Torah Ben Arigato, Mina Torah, I could kill you. So I wrote it for you, because you're chasing after me, V'tomar Rabbi La'argecha, Hashem L'choro, anybody comes to kill you, you should kill them first. Al-Tznias Shaiz B'chol Yichas Alecha, because you had tznias when you went to the bathroom, it protected you. Ma'ihi, what kind of tznias? Tichsi V'yavo Gidrus Zanala Derech. He came to the areas of the sheep right on the road. V'shama Aron, there was a cave. V'yavo Shaul Hasakas Raglan. Shaul went in there to go to the bathroom. Tana, get a lipnim and get a ma'ar lipnim. He went fence within a fence and a cave within a cave in order to go to the bathroom, even though everybody would have stayed away anyway. He covered himself with the sukkah. Therefore, even though David HaMelech could have killed him, he wouldn't, because that's how he went to the bathroom. He saw that he was very tsenua. David HaMelech got up and he cut off the corner of the cloak that Shaul HaMelech had quietly. If you're mevaza any close of an enemy, you're not going to benefit from them. The Melech David HaMelech, he was got older, they covered up with clothes, but it wouldn't warm up because he cut off that little corner of Shaul HaMelech's beged. It wouldn't warm him up. So it says, two dots, if Hashem has caused you to hate me, yarach mincha, then let me give him a gift instead. And Rabbi Elazar, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lidav Mesis Kori Zilei, are you calling me a Mesis? You're calling me somebody who's convincing others to do bad things? I'm going to make a mistake in something that even the little babies that learn in little schools, they know. When you lift up the head of an Israel and you want to count them, you have to give each one a kofar nafshi, you've got to give them a kapara, right? So they know that you're supposed to count by counting something. So miyad v'yamar satan Yisrael, the satan came up on b'nei Yisrael, k'siv v'yasaz edov v'hem leimor, David HaMelech was convinced, saying, leichman Yisrael, to go count b'nei Yisrael, v'chimino meninu, lo shakav v'yam kofar, when he counted them, he never took anything from them as a kofar, k'siv v'yitin Hashem devar v'Yisrael, right? Me'abogad v'arif, ad eis moed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a plague in b'nei Yisrael from the morning up until a certain time, eis moed, what does that mean? Amar Shmuel, Saba Chasone, the Rabbi Chanina, Shmuel Saba, the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina, said, Mishmei Rabbi Chanina, the name of Rabbi Chanina, from the time of the korban tamid being shechted until they sprinkle the blood within an hour. That's how many people are killed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Chatzos Mamash. No, it was half a day. But the plague was for that amount of time because what happened? Yom Malach Hamashchis Ba'am. The Malach, he said to the Malach Hamashchis Ba'am, the Malach that was destroying the people. Rabbi Elazar Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach. Hashem said to the Malach, Tov Li Rav Shabam, give me the best of them. Sheshulim from him. Kamo Kamachom was because that way I could punish them for many, many different debts if I killed the top one among them. At that point, Avisha ben Tzruya, the general died, Shakul Kerovashel Sanhedrin, was equal to Rovah Sanhedrin. He's one of the people that died during this plague. And when he was destroying them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it, and he consoled himself for him. I wrote, what do you see? Amarav, Ro Yaakov Inu Desliva Yom Yaakov Kasharam. He saw Yaakov Inu, because it says, Yaakov, and Yaakov said, when he saw them, right, he saw the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu, and that's what caused him to say, forget it, I don't want to do it. So that was Yaakov, or the ashes of Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcham, or Kesek Yipurim Ra, he saw the kesef, the money they used as an atonement, and Velakatos, Kesek Yipurim Yez Ben Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Beis HaMikdash Ra, he saw the Beis HaMikdash Bar Shem Yira'eh. It's going to be at this mountain. Pligi bar Yaakov, Yidav Shemo bar Nachmini, Chanam bar Kesek Yipurim Ra, Chanam bar Beis HaMikdash Ra. Some say it was Kesek Yipurim, it was the money that he saw of the Kapara. Some say the Beis HaMikdash, Mistabrik, Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra, Shemar Asher Yom Ra'ayom, Bar Har Hashem Yira'eh. Because it mentions the mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yira'eh. Lo Yechanas Lo Har Avayis Ma'akolo. You're not supposed to go into Har Avayis, two dots, with his staff. My Kapandria, what does it mean you can't use the Beis HaMikdash as a shortcut? Amar Rav Kapandria Kishma. It's exactly what it sounds like to use it as a shortcut. Rechana bar Adam, Yishmei Rav, Sama, Breda Rav Mari, Omar, Kamadi Omar, inish. It's like what people say, Adamakifna Adari, Eobaha. Instead of going all the way around, I'm going to go into this, and it's Kapandrias in a shortcut. If somebody goes into a shul not to make it a shortcut, then it's Mutter to go through as a shortcut. If that was a path originally, and then they built a shul on top of the path, then it's Mutter to use it as a shortcut. Somebody goes into a shul to daven, then it's Mutter to make it into a shortcut if you go the other way. When the people come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the holidays, etc. Okay, two dots. Anybody who spits in Harbais was on his head. Nowadays, it's like you're spitting at the eye of God. It's like my eyes and my heart are there all the days. It's mutter to spit in a basic nesses, just like a shoe. Just like shoes. And Harbais is also in a shul is mutter. So two spitting. And Harbais is where it's usher, but in a shul it's going to be mutter. And that's why you're allowed to wear shoes, and you're also allowed to spit if you want to. Either way, it was two Rava. Instead of learning from Minna, why not learn from a shortcut? Because you can't use it. You can't use a shortcut in a shul. So too, you should say over here, right, that spitting is going to be a shul. Tani Yelav Minna, Batamar Kapandria. Wait a second. Tana learned it from a shoe, and you want to learn it from a shortcut? Mahi. What does that mean? Tanya, we learn it over here. No, a person can't go into Harabais with a staff in his hand, number one, with shoes on his feet, number two, with money that's sitting in his pocket, number three, and with a money belt, or pundas, or whatever the punda is, right, this type of thing, the money belt, right, that goes behind him. Listen to Kapantria, number five, you can't make it into a shortcut, Rekika, and Rekika, spitting, you're not allowed to do, Kavachomer from Minel. A shoe is not really Derech Bizayon, yet the Torah says, take your shoe off your foot. Rekika, Shudar Bizayon, Lokolshkain, spitting, which is Derech Bizayon, even more so you shouldn't do. So we learned right out from that Brisa, the Rekika is learned out from Minel. You want to learn from something else, so clearly we learn out from Minel, and therefore Rekika is going to be Mutter in a shul nowadays, right? And therefore we're not going to compare it to Kapandria. Rabbi Yisrael Yidomar, I don't even need to say that. You can't go to the gates of the king wearing sackcloth. If sackcloth, which is not disgusting in front of Basra Dom, that's the ideal. Rekika, Shima Uslav, Nemelach Malchim, Lachim, Lokol Shkain. Rekika spitting, which is disgusting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lokol Shkain, of course you can't do it. So you wouldn't walk into the basement with sackcloth, so for sure you shouldn't spit. He said, wait, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying over here, right? That's what the Rapapa or Ravina or Ravada Barasman was saying to Ravi. You're misunderstanding me. Why don't we go to Chumra in all cases? Let's go to Chumra. Say you can't spit, because if we're going to compare to anything, that case, we're being machmir, that you can't wear a minnow and you can't spit. Over here, let's say we're being machmir, that you can't take it as a shortcut and you can't spit. So why not go both places to Chumra by regular shuls by Harabais? Right? Bema Harabais is also a minnow, little from minnow. Since Harabais is also in a shoe, so we'll learn from a shoe. The Rekika's also. Of all Deshari, the minnow, Adiel minnow lehater, but in a shoal where it's mutter to wear a shoe, instead of learning from a shoe to mater, nail the Kandria loser. So let's learn from Kapandria from a shortcut and Aser. Delama Rava, Kibeso, it's got to be like a Zasma, Beso, Kapandria, Kapadinish, just like his house, we care about people on Machbid, about Kapandria, about, you know, shortcuts. You don't want somebody walking through your house like that. So to on spitting in Minel shoes, look Kapadinish, people aren't very Machbid about it nowadays. I mean, nowadays, yeah, but back then, no. Afez Amikdosh, Kapandria would also Rekiko Minel Shari. It's a Kapandria that's going to be also, but not anything else, right? It's apparently the Rekika on the Minel is going to be totally Mutter, and that's why it's okay. So that brings us to Judas on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. We'll stop there.